Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning to you, Tyler, in the studio. Thank you for getting me on the air this morning. It's now 8:04 in the morning on this Wednesday. It is Wednesday, December the 11th, 2024, and I'm glad to be here with you on WWDB AM Talk 860. I am the host of this portion of our broadcast day. It's called The Inside Scoop. I'm Thera Martin, and again, glad to be here. Thank you, Tyler, for hooking me up and getting us started on this day. So, looking at the weather forecast, first of all, let's just start there for a second. It's going to be an interesting weather day. Temperature outside right now, it's 63 degrees, believe it or not, 63 degrees right now. When we've had weather days where the temperature was 32 degrees and 34 degrees in the last 5 to 7 days. Today, right now, our temperature outside along City Avenue, 63 degrees, holding steady. And so looking at the forecast for today, we are expecting that there is going to be some rain coming. It's going to be some heavy rain at times a little bit later on today. And guess what? Temperatures are not going to stay where they are. That's for sure. Temperatures are going to start to drop. And bad weather day for us ladies that want to have our hair together. It's not going to be a good hair weather day for sure. I should say that. Bands of heavy rain and strongest wind will arrive later this morning and through the afternoon. Then temperatures begin to plunge tonight. All right. So a soaking rain will develop today. Both commutes are going to be impacted. Those who are on your work right now or just got to the office or you're going to be going there soon or to a meeting or whatever, yeah, you're going to be impacted. And coming home, the same thing, a more impact from the rain, heaviest going to be confined to the afternoon and this evening. We're expecting 1 to 2.5 inches of rain today. The high for the day, we're at that right now, 63 degrees. Watch for ponding on roads, and there could be poor drainage flooding happening in the Philadelphia area also. Now, along with the heavy rain that we're going to have today, winds really pick up throughout the day, gusts up to 40 miles per hour inland are possible with even higher gusts at the shore near 50 miles per hour. So that's what we've got coming. It's going to be an interesting weather day. That's all I can tell you. Be ready. But have your umbrellas. And then if you have an umbrella, you may have to fight with the wind to keep your umbrella, but to get through the day. But right now, hey, temperature outside, 63 degrees. I am not going to complain about that. But later today, heavier rain and strong winds will be on the way. Now, as we look at the inside scoop today, of course, we want to start with some of the headline news stories of the day. We will do that. And then we're going to get to our guest. We're going to talk about a subject that is not a popular subject. It's not something that people are maybe excited to talk about, but it's the reality of where we are and being mature, grown folks. It's a subject that we need to address and deal with. And that is pre-planning for when we pass. Yep. Pre-planning for when we pass. So we're going to be talking with William Thompson this morning from Total Life Care, TLC for short. He will connect with us by way of Zoom. If all goes well, he will join us on Zoom. I had a little hiccup getting myself on Zoom this morning. So Mr. Thompson, good luck. Do better than me and join me on Zoom this morning. He should be connecting at just about 8:15 this morning from Total Life Care. And we're going to talk about a subject that a lot of us don't want to talk about, but we need to be serious about this subject at hand, because if you're grown folks, you need to pay attention and be prepared, because as sure as we are born, we will leave this earth one day. And would you rather be prepared or leave your family in a lurch and now everybody's scrambling to try to put something together to bury Aunt Joanne or Aunt Thelma or whoever it might happen to be? So we've got a serious subject that we're getting ready to jump into on this edition of the Inside Scoop right here at WWDB this morning on this cloudy, overcast day. But we're here and we're so glad to be here broadcasting from the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. All right. So we do want to take a look at some of the news stories that have been making the headlines since we laid our heads down last night. Police are investigating a home invasion and armed robbery in Philadelphia's Mayfair section. That happened at around 4 a.m. this morning in the 3400 block of Friendship Street. Authorities say they're looking for 3 to 4 men who made off with $400. They were wearing all black and face coverings during the crime and took off in an unknown direction. No injuries, thank God, no injuries were reported. The suspect in the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, well, he plans to challenge his extradition from Pennsylvania to New York, where he faces a charge of second-degree murder in connection with last week's high-profile fatal shooting. The suspect, Luigi Mangione, who is 26 years old, he was arrested on Monday and charged in Pennsylvania for allegedly possessing an untraceable ghost gun. He has constitutional rights, and that's what he's doing in challenging the interstate transfer, his attorney, Thomas Dickey, told reporters here in Pennsylvania. He also plans to plead not guilty to the charges filed against him in Blair County, Pennsylvania, Dickey said. A Pennsylvania judge ordered Mangione, 26, held without bail on yesterday. Now, I would have thought that this young man would have been extradited already back to New York City, but he's fighting it. He's fighting the extradition, and he's got some rights, even though it appears that authorities seem to think they've got their man, that they've got the right person. So he plans to plead not guilty to the charges filed against him in Blair County. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office said it will seek a governor's warrant to try to force Mangione's extradition. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, she said in a statement that she'll sign a request for the governor's warrant to ensure this individual is tried and held accountable. Now, Dickey said he anticipates that Mangione would plead not guilty to the second-degree murder charge in New York. The attorney said he has limited information about the facts of the New York murder case, but he conceded Mangione is accused of some serious matters. He added that Mangione is taking it as well as he can. All right. Well, Mangione's defense was on Tuesday given 14 days to file a formal challenge to the extradition. The suspect was shackled at the waist and ankles during the hearing at Blair County Courthouse in Hollidayburg, Pennsylvania. Never heard of Hollidayburg, Pennsylvania before. The judge ordered Mangione held without bail, returning him to the state correctional institution in Huntingdon, Pennsylvania, where he's listed as inmate QQ7787. Wow, what a story, right? Of course, I don't believe in killing. I don't believe in murder. I don't believe in being so angry with society or the world or with a situation or with an individual that I would want to take their life. Also, because I don't want to go to prison. I don't want to be locked up. I don't want to be in a position where for the rest of my life, I'm being told when I can use the bathroom, when I can take a shower, when I can go outside and get some air if I'm lucky, what time I can eat, what I can eat. I don't want to live that way. So, you try to live your life in such a way that you don't get arrested and incarcerated for the rest of your life or have the death penalty. I just can't. I just don't understand what this young man was thinking. He was an educated man, graduated with an undergraduate degree and a master's degree at the same time from the University of Pennsylvania. So he was right here in Philadelphia, went to school, graduated in 2020, near the top of his class, from what I understand. This just seems so different from what people are saying about him who went to school with him or who knew him. And his family is certainly shocked and in disbelief about what has unfolded. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. This is a fresh case with a whole lot of twists and turns and a lot more yet, of course, to be investigated and to be discovered. In other news to report this morning, a New Jersey state senator calling for a limited state of emergency over the mysterious drones that have been seen flying over the region in recent weeks. The state of New Jersey should issue a limited state of emergency banning all drones until the public receives an explanation regarding these multiple sightings, Republican State Senator John Bramnick has said in a statement yesterday, right? Well, the state of New Jersey should issue a limited state of emergency banning banning all drones until the public receives an explanation regarding these multiple sightings. That from Republican State Senator John Bromnick. Now, the call came amid numerous recent drone sightings reported across New Jersey in recent weeks, including in the Philadelphia region. Numerous reports have been sent about flying objects in Media and Broomall in Delaware County, as well as in Philadelphia's Mayfair section and in the Cherry Hill, Camden County. The drones are larger than the type typically used by hobbyists, officials and eyewitnesses have said. The source and reason for the drones remains unknown as local, state and federal investigators are continuing to look into this matter. So, the White House says President Biden has been briefed on the drones and they are closely tracking the activity and coordinating closely with DHS and the FBI to continue investigating the incidents. This is something that DHS and FBI are tracking very, very closely. And so I would have to refer you to them directly, but keeping an eye out and looking into the incidents that you just mentioned, said Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on Tuesday. And that would be from the White House. Okay. So back on Philadelphia's side, looking at the clock, it's 8:15. So my newsmaker should be joining me any second on the line. I'm hoping that he won't have a challenge getting logged in by way of Zoom this morning. I'm talking about William Thompson from Total Life Care, TLC. And we're going to talk about a subject that is not the popular subject, but it's a subject that grown folks need to talk about. And I see that my guest is all right. He's all right. He's all right. I see him up on the line. And so we're going to be all right. So let me just share one more story with you in the news, one more news story, and we're going to jump over to our guest. That is what we will do. I'm looking at my clock. It is exactly 8:15, so my newsmaker is on point and on time. But let me just share this with you. Immigration advocates, they're calling on Mayor Sherelle Parker to reaffirm Philadelphia's commitment to being a sanctuary city. They rallied outside City Hall yesterday, citing their fears for what would come with the pending Trump administration. About 240,000 folks in Philadelphia are immigrants, and of that, approximately 47,000 are undocumented, said Julio Rodriguez with Pennsylvania Immigration Coalition. With December 10th also being declared Human Rights Day, the community organization Juntos organized a rally outside City Hall. They want Mayor Parker to make it clear that Philadelphia is and will remain a sanctuary city, even under possible new immigration policies that could come with a second term for President Trump. We saw under his first administration, the city of Philadelphia had to take his administration to court to fight for our community, said Erica Guadalupe Nunez, director of Juntos. Asked about the issue at a different event, Mayor Parker's response put an emphasis on Philadelphia's current policy. Here's the quote. The 2016 executive order for the city of Philadelphia, it still stands, he said. I stand on that, end quote. Philadelphia's executive order 516 was enacted in 2016 under Mayor Jim Kenney's administration. It states that the city will only follow federal detainer requests by ICE for immigrants in custody if there's a judicial warrant and if it pertains to a person convicted of a violent felony. Protesters don't just want the mayor to uphold the policy. They want her to expand the policy. Sanctuary is more than just ending collaboration with police and ICE, said Nunez. Sanctuary is making sure our kids can go to school without fear of systematic abuses, without fear of deportation. And that's another story that's going to continue to have twists and turns as we leave out of the year 2024 with uncertainty going into 2025 with the new administration, Donald Trump, back in the White House. Let's see what he ultimately does and what his supporters will do. All righty, it is 8:18 in the morning and you are checked into the Inside Scoop here at WWDB AM. We are Talk 860. I am your host, Thera Martin, and my newsmaker is with me. I want to say good morning to Mr. William Thompson. Thank you so much for being there.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Ms. Martin. Thank you for having me. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's in the safe travels to work or at work or getting ready for work. So good morning, everybody. Again, thank you for having me.
That's right. Hey, you are smoother than me, because man, I was having all kinds of hiccups trying to get on the air this morning. I don't know what was wrong. I have this brand new studio set up from my home that I'm very excited about it. And I don't know. I started off kind of crazy, but because I have a wonderful producer back there in the studio, Mr. Tyler, he stayed calm. He stayed calm. I stayed calm, but I was getting nervous, and we got through it. And so here we are. All right. So.
Awesome.
We're going to talk about this subject that a lot of people, I think, want to shy away from, want to keep putting it off. Wrong thing to do. So let's talk about life insurance. Let's talk about the services that Total Life Care, TLC, offers people in the community to help them be on track with, I call it pre-planning.
Indeed. Thank you, Thayer. Total Life Care was founded in 2012 for the simple fact that as a social worker, I found that I was constantly running into problems that families were not prepared when events such as like death and or disability were occurring. And there were no other allocated funds to help the families move along forward. And I decided to get my insurance license and utilize my social work skills to be able to supply the information so they can make informed decisions. And so what I've talked about over the years in this process and creating Total Life Care is having a holistic idea of how to set your family up for success. And everybody's family is different. And yes, these conversations are hard to have because no one likes to think about their mortality. But at the end of the day, we can all agree that this is something we cannot escape. So how do we work backwards and have things in place to plan for when these things occur, right? Because it's always about, as we talk about in our homes, or at least in my home, leaving a lasting legacy. How do we prepare for these different opportunities and things that occur in our life? Just like we're required to have car insurance to drive legally on the streets, right? Why? Because in case you get into a car accident, there's coverage to cover your car and the other person's vehicle in the event that an accident occurs. More importantly, what I really, really want to get into today is talking about our end of life planning. And we get into our day-to-day business, we get into our work, and some of us have our life insurance, we have our homeowners insurance, we have our other supplemental insurances, health insurance, and things of that nature, but we don't have an end-of-life plan, and that is your funeral plan. What that means is, what funded policy do you have with the funeral home of your choice that allows you to be able to have a funeral service that does not affect the life insurance policies that you have currently in place? What is the difference? The difference is life insurance, ladies and gentlemen, is for the living. Okay. That is the legacy that is transferable at the time of your transition so that your family has the opportunity to have funds that could take care of the mortgage, that could take care of a conjoined home salary, could take care of retirement, could take care of other things that your salary and your ability to provide would still be in place for. Okay. And then also larger transfers if you wanted to do investments and things of that nature. But your end of life plan is specifically targeting to pay for your funeral services and having the affordability to lock in today's pricing. Okay. So you don't overspend down the road. Did you want to ask a question?
No. I'm hearing what you're saying. And I'm thinking about my mom and how she really pretty much had everything together because she believed in what you're saying. She believed in that pre-planning and she took care of that. So she had several different life insurance policies and she had a plan with a local funeral home. And so everything was paid for in advance.
Yes.
And so when she passed and I went into that corner in the room that she would always point over in that corner to me and to my sister and to my children. All my paperwork is in that file box right over there in that corner. You see that? It's over there. And she would always point me like, Mom, all right, all right, all right. You know, mm-hmm. thinking she's going to be here forever. But sure enough, when my mom passed and I finally really looked in that file box that she had and all of her paperwork, everything was in order and she had paid in advance. So yes. that was like, wow, what a blessing. Because so many times I hear of families who struggle when a loved one passes and there was nothing in place. There was no will. There was no nothing. And so Absolutely. Now folks are just trying to put enough money together to get the loved one buried. And then they have to go from there. And I Absolutely. Don't want to do that to my loved ones. And I believe that there's a lot of people out here like me. We don't want to do that to our loved ones. We want to have our business in order. And that's just why I asked Mr. William Thompson to be on the air with me this morning, talking about what you're sharing, the knowledge that you have. And it was interesting to me. One of the things that I saw in the ad that I saw for your business, TLC, people can use whatever funeral home you want to use. So it's not like we're trying to, or Mr. Thompson is trying to say, well, you got to go to ABC Funeral Home in order for me to be able to assist you with this pre-planning and funeral insurance. You can already have that picked.
That's correct. It's just like life insurance. If you transition and you have life insurance, then the funeral home is not going to say we can't accept your life insurance.
Right.
Your funeral plan is an insured product that is funded to the services that you have applied to that funeral home. So it functions the same way, except for you're able to lock in pricing. With traditional life insurance, you can't do that. This is in a burial trust account, okay? And so when the goods and services and your funding are combined from a pre-plan, that allows that contractually, allows that price to be locked in. So that way, outside of your cash advances, which you can allot for, but the funeral home can't control those prices. And what does that look like? That we're talking about flowers, clergy, other honorariums and things of that nature that mm-hmm. they cannot control. Yes. But everything else they can, that they can put their hands on, they can help you with those decisions and have those prices locked in. Again, your cash advances, you can allot for those, but they cannot guarantee those because those are services they cannot provide without the help of outside parties.
I think that some folks believe, if I want to go for the kind of insurance that Mr. Thompson is talking about, I've got to walk in the door to see him with $4,000, $5,000 in my pocket Nope. or in my bank account to transfer to get this thing started. And that's another reason why some of us hold back. And you know, we're thinking about it, but we're like, it's going to cost so much. I don't have that money right now. Talk about that part.
Absolutely. And just like traditional life insurance, it depends on your age, okay? But as long as you are breathing, okay, we can get you covered. Hear me when I say, as long as you are breathing, it doesn't matter if you just had a heart attack, doesn't matter if you have stage 4 cancer, it doesn't matter if you've had a felony history, okay? It doesn't matter what your health concerns are. Our concern is getting that. In fact, that's more important. There are concerns. So we need to get the plan in place, because if you don't wake up tomorrow, God forbid, what is your son, daughter, brother, sister, cousin supposed to do? Where are they supposed to go? What is the plan? You've not only left them with no funding, but you've also left them with the inability to know where to go and what to do.
Okay, let me give you another twist real quick. So I'll use myself as an example. I guess it was, I want to say 5 years ago that I got a new life insurance plan of my own that I paid for. It's not related to any job or anything like that, and not through my husband's insurance, on my own. Something I said, I need to do this, right? I'm old lady. I need to do this for myself, not be
an empowering moment.
My job giving me life insurance or my husband's life insurance. No, this is for me. And so the way it was explained to me when I got that life insurance, I think it was that first 2 years after, if something happened to me, it was a certain amount of time that it wouldn't have helped at all my family if I died, you know, within months after I first got that life insurance. I forget the term, what it was.
Intestability.
Yeah. But so now I'm past all of that and I have that. So is that the same kind of a conversation for the life insurance that you're talking about? If I were to sign up for it today and God forbid, 30 days from now, I get hit by a car and I'm gone, would it kick in or no?
So there's three levels to it. The first level is in the pre-need space. If a individual was to write a single premium check to pay for the entire service up front, there is no contestability because they've already paid for it outright. Wow. If we're leaning on the insurance company to leverage it in terms of insurance-based, okay, no matter where you go in the United States of America, there's a two-year contestability period, okay, if you're not getting blood work done, meaning fully underwritten, okay? And they have the right to review your files to make sure you did not omit any information, mm-hmm. okay? And that's led to each carrier specific. Some do, some do not, but they have the right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the second part is when they ask the health questions in the pre-need space or even in traditional life insurance final expense area, mm-hmm. there is a 2 to 3 year waiting period depending on the carrier based on the health questions asked. Okay. What that means is if you just had a recent heart attack in the past 2 years, okay, they may say, we would like to evaluate you in the next 2 years. So at year two, month one, so technically your third year, you have your full value. But in between that, in the pre-need space, what people don't understand is that it incrementally grows at a very high percentage because they want you to get the value because they know this is a design product to get you to your full funeral, okay? It's stronger than even in the final expense department. It's stronger than the other final expense companies because it's not a final expense product. It is a pre-arranged product. So it's designed just for your funeral services. So it is a lot stronger going in that realm, especially when you have some ailments. They want to make sure that families get the money that they need.
Our guest this morning on our program is Mr. William Thompson. He's representing on behalf of Total Life Care, TLC, and they're located in the heart of our community on West Lehigh Avenue. Total Life Care was founded back in 2012, right?
That is correct.
So you're not a fly-by-night that just started yesterday. You've been got the knowledge and the experience.
Indeed, I do funeral service, so I know what it's like to sit with the family every day and make arrangements and go through the funeral process with them and engage with them, not just in the funeral home, but inside their home, because sometimes it's very hard for a family to come to the funeral because no one wants to psychologically they don't want to come into a funeral because it's associated with death, right? So fine, we'll come to where you feel comfortable meeting it. What's a safe space for you so we can have this conversation? And so we just want to encourage people. You have the opportunity now to make the choices in advance before someone has to make a choice for you. Mm-hmm. I want to go just for a quick second, Ms. Thera, in the idea we teach our children to go to school, get good grades. We teach them to go to college or go to trade school, go to the military, do something for the advancement of your life. Mm-hmm. Then we're talking about getting married. Then we're talking about having children and planning for retirement. But after you retire, we didn't teach them how to transition correctly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the last step.
Yes, yes, yes. Don't you go anywhere. We've got a great guest with us this morning on the Inside Scoop. I am your host, Thera Martin. I got to shout out Sheree Darden this morning. She's the publisher and owner of the Scoop USA Media, and that is our newspapers. We've got three newspapers that she pumps out and publishes every week. We've got the Inside Scoop radio program. We've got the Scoop YouTube page. We've got the Scoop app. You can put it on your phone and stay up to date with everything that the Scoop newspaper is printing, and we want you to stick with the Scoop, an African-American woman-owned newspaper based in the heart of North Philadelphia. We want you to get a subscription to the Scoop. You can do that by calling 215-309-3139. That's 215-309-3139. We're going to take a break. We've got three commercials that we'll play, and then we're going to come back with our very special guest as we keep trying to educate and share information about pre-planning, getting it together. Be grown. We grown folks, and we need to do these things. It's not the most pleasant thing, but I'll say this as I go to break. When a loved one passes and they've got their stuff in order, it sure takes a lot of weight off of the shoulders of the family members left behind. Stay with us. We'll be back on WWDB.
Do you have a community interest story? Tell us about it, and it may be featured in our next Scoop USA article or radio show. Whether it's a personal talent or a community service endeavor, we want to know. Contact us at scoopusamedia.com with your information, and a Scoop USA team member will respond to your inquiry. We are a community that builds from the ground up, and we thank you for being part of our foundation. Scoop USA, Black owned, Black run, Black excellence. Get scooped. Do you have a community interest story? Tell us about it, and it may be featured in our next Scoop USA article or radio show. Whether it's a personal talent or a community service endeavor, we want to know. Contact us at scoopusamedia.com with your information, and a Scoop USA team member will respond to your inquiry. We are a community that builds from the ground up, and we thank you for being part of our foundation. Scoop USA, Black owned, Black run, Black excellence. Get scooped.
Every day, Mark fights retinitis pigmentosa, a blinding retinal disease. But even while his vision is taken, his family gives him hope, because whether he's helping run their business or enjoying time at home with his wife and sons, Mark knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Mark, winning the fight against vision loss means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
And we're back. We're back. We're back. Glad to be with you on this Wednesday, December the 11th, 2024. We've got overcast skies out there, more rain on the way, heavy rain coming at times throughout the day. Temperature's going to drop. The highest that the temperature is going to be for the day in the city of Philadelphia, 63 degrees. We're at that right now. So enjoy it while you can. It's going to get a little bit crazy later on, but it's okay. As long as I don't see the white stuff falling out the sky, I'm all right. Yeah. Yes. So today on the program, I tell you, I really want to thank my colleague from the Allegheny West Foundation, Ms. Balknight, for connecting me with this gentleman who is my guest today. He is dynamite. He came out last week to a business association meeting we had on North 22nd Street, was one of our guest speakers, and he did a great job at that. And I knew then, I said, yep, we got to have this gentleman on our radio program. I'm talking about Mr. William Thompson, representing on behalf of the Total Life Care Company, TLC for short. They're based in the heart of North Philadelphia. Can I give your address?
Yes.
You give your address and give your website, because people need to know more about you.
All right. So first things first, you can find me at 1125 West Lehigh Avenue. Okay, that is 1125 West Lehigh Avenue. My telephone number is 835-226-7337. That's 835-226-7337. My website is currently under construction, but I will be back on the air shortly, and I will make sure everybody has that. Don't worry, we're under construction, but we had a lot of revamping, so we will get it back out.
You just reminded me. Wait a minute. You just reminded me. I got to do mine. I'm paying. This is crazy. I'm paying to have a website up. It's being paid for month after month after month. And I need to send to my website designer. She asked me weeks ago and I totally forgot, got busy, end of the year stuff, doing 50 other things. I need to follow up on that and get it finished because I'm paying for the website. So I just need to go on and give her what she needs so she'll have something to work with. That's crazy. But there I certainly go. Understand. I understand. People can reach Mr. William Thompson at 835-226-7337. That's 835-226-7337. It's not the most popular conversation in the world to have, but it's one that's so very important. And I'm thinking that I'm doing a public service for the listeners of WWDB this morning, or anybody who's checking this out on Facebook Live on the WWDB Facebook page, however it is that you're checking this out, that this is something you need to do if you've not done it yet. You need to do the pre-planning. You need to have life insurance. And then you need to have these other systems in place so that when your time comes, all the weight of the loss of your life doesn't fall on your loved one's shoulders and they're scrambling just to get you buried.
Indeed.
So what else would you want to add? What else would you want to say to our listening audience to encourage them to call, if not you, to call someone who is doing Absolutely. The kind of services that you're offering?
Absolutely. What I found there over the time is that I've built TLC in layers. Okay. So I started off in traditional life insurance, term life, whole life, final expense, your retirement planning with fixed annuities. And then I added on the health insurance aspect. So that's ACA, Medicare, okay, supplemental policies, to be able to perform more. As I got more engaged into the insurance world, I was realizing that a lot of our communities are underserved just because they lack the knowledge, right? They don't understand exactly what all these products mean and all the language and things of that nature. So then we added fire insurance. And then I went to mortuary school and it started doing funeral services. And so I got into funeral planning.
Now, see, okay. I didn't realize that component of you. I didn't realize that component of you, that you went to mortuary school.
Yeah.
So it's more than just funeral planning and sitting with a family in their living room or at your location on Lehigh Avenue. You've had the training. Wow.
Yes. Mm-mm. Yes, I've done the work. I felt to make a long story short, I was working in the funeral home and the insurance aspect and started learning funeral industry. I was then told I had to go back to school. Mm-hmm. I said, wait, I already have a master's degree. I don't want to go back to school. And they're like, well, if you want to learn funeral service, you have to go back to school. Okay. Because it is a trade that I can't describe to you until you do it. Right.
Yes.
And the learning curve is way to the right. It's very, very different. It's very intense, but well worth it to be able to serve families. And, you know, I'm grateful that I did it. And then, you know, we also talk about our advanced directives, the will, the power of attorney, the last will and testament, and also being a notary. I went and got my notary license as well because I want to be full service to the family. You don't have to go anywhere outside of the TLC organization. You can if you want. You can piece it together. But I'm telling you, with me and my agency, my other fellow agents that I work with under my umbrella, we are supplying you with every option that you need. We do the work. We do the training. We make sure our certifications are on top to be able to provide you with the most updated information and give you quality service. Nobody wants to keep going from left to right, especially in this time. They don't want to drive over here, call this person to do this. We'll take it step by step. It's not done in one day. Yeah. We'll sit down and have several meetings with you because what does that do, Mysterio? Mm-hmm. That allows you to build a rapport with someone, a relationship mm-hmm. with someone over the course of time in years. And so you almost essentially become family mm-hmm. with your clients in the beginning that you work with. Well, it's awesome.
someone that I know that shared with me the funeral home that she utilizes. And unfortunately, she's had like several deaths of close family members in the last 2 years. But she's been going to the same funeral home and she's comfortable with them. She actually used the words, they're like family to me.
There you go.
And I think that's kind of special. And I really wish that I could come up with that part of my plan. And that part of my plan is still not in place with what I want to do in terms of where I'm going to be going. But I want to be like my mom and to be able to have all that's written down, all that's in the will. So there's no question and that it's all paid for. I'm not quite there yet. I've got life insurance, but there's other things yet that I need to do. And I'm getting to be an old lady. I'm a grandma. So I'm getting a little nervous. I'm like, I got to get all of this together. But back to the money part for a second. For people who are listening to this broadcast right now and are thinking, I know they're talking about something I need to be doing. This is a serious conversation. I need to do it. But the hesitation is still there about the money part. So when they first come to you, what do you need? What do we need to bring?
Well, honestly, all you need to bring is either your photo ID, your account and routing information. If you don't have a bank account, you have a debit card, we can take that too. Mm-hmm. Okay. And just knowing your basic demographic information, first name, last name, social address. And then we're having a conversation about possibly what type of service do you want to have, maybe, because that's where the prices vary. Mm-hmm. If you want a direct cremation versus a full service, we're talking apples and oranges.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So then we talk about affordability. Mm-hmm. This is maybe what you want, but this is what it's going to cost in its totality. And they're like, oh, wow.
I know about folks having a champagne imagination and a little beer budget. Yeah.
There you go. And we tell them the good thing about one of the great things about two products that we have is that we can start you where you're able to affordably start at. Mm-hmm. And because of it, it builds you up with the interest rate over time that you're not paying into that allows you to get to where you actually want it to be.
Okay.
You're leaning on the insurance company to get you there versus it coming out of your pocket. This is not a dollar for dollar service. Mm-hmm. This is an insurance-based product that grows with accumulated interest. On top of the fact that it gives you your return of premiums on the back end. So with that said, it's a beautiful way to get it done. Mm. Beautiful way to get it done. So we can start where you're able to start at. Start something. Mm-hmm. Have something on paper with the funeral home name on it. Start something. That's why I'm telling, just start. And we didn't say finish today. We said start. Mm-hmm. Let's have that comfortable, uncomfortable conversation and just let's sit down. Let's break bread. Sometimes we just have a glass of water and we joke and we talk and we ease our way into things. Okay. Yeah. This isn't just, you know, cut and dry. We like to have a comfortable conversation. So yes, the pricing is relative to what you can afford, not take it or leave it. Mm-hmm. This is what you can afford.
Got it. This is all good. And then so when you were talking a few minutes ago and you blurted out several terms about life insurance, there's term life, there's whole life, and there's final expense. Well, I understand what final expense is, but the other two, I think there's some listeners out here who are like me and don't understand the difference between term life and whole life. Now it is 8:46 in the morning. That means we don't have that much more time on the show. But can you give us a brief breakdown in simple layman's terms for people like me who don't really understand insurance that well? What is the difference between term life and whole life?
Sure. Term life is just like a term or a semester. It is going to end in a certain period of time that you have designated when you got the policy, 5 year, 10 year, 15 year, 30 years. Okay. Those are the usual time frames. They don't usually go past 30 years unless there's an extended term, but they will end. This is the most affordable type of policy because it has no cash value. And what that means is there's no interest bearing account that is tied with it. Like whole life. Whole life is something that's going to last you your whole life. Okay. So you get it at age 20, you will have it at age 90. If you are getting term policies, if you get it at age 20 and it's a 30-year term, at age 50, it's going to stop. Okay. It is cheaper to get term than it is to get whole life, because whole life lasts your whole life and it builds cash value, which some people, depending on what it is, I ask them not to borrow from because it takes away from your death benefit. But depending on why you're using it, it could be very beneficial to you because of that interest bearing account. Now, some families will say, well, why can't I have both? I say, actually, I would like to talk to you about both, because the term life takes care of your mortgage protection. When you have a young family, you need a lot of life insurance and not paying a whole bunch for it. So we set them up for, God forbid, something happened for college or your taking care of your mortgage or taking care of any other life expenses and things of that nature. Your whole life is talking about what's going to happen after I retire. What's going to happen in my later years in my life? What if I have enough cash value that I can borrow from myself instead of going to the bank to get a loan? I don't want them pulling on my credit report. I just want to go to my whole life and see how much cash value I have, and I can pull it out and then pay for my own car out of my own life insurance policy. There are so many ways and how powerful these vehicles are. And that's really the difference, without going off too far into it. I know our time is limited. Term is just for a period of time. Whole life will last you for your entire life.
Okay. So it's the end of 2024. We've just got weeks to go. The holiday season is right in front of our face. A new year is coming. And this is the time when people start with the new year's resolutions. Woo! And so I think a great new year's resolution is for grown folks to move forward with getting life insurance and the other insurances that my guest is speaking about this morning, because it's just the responsible thing to do, right?
Absolutely. And to be respectful and mindful of what it is. But what people don't understand in the funeral service industry, this is where the uptick happens. This is one of our busier seasons. And so people don't make it through the holidays, and it's just a statistical truth. It's unfortunate, and we are always here to serve, but we're people too. We have families, and we feel it just like anybody else.
Yes.
And you know, our job is just different to serve in that time. Mm. And so what I'm saying is, allow us to help you get your house in order. We didn't say we had to complete everything in one day, but start the process of getting your house in order. Okay. Mm-hmm. Those who are maybe believers or may not, but they also know things that are in decency and order allow the progression of life to be smoother. When crisis occurs, you have a plan and how to execute. Just like when we're taught in school, when a fire, they teach us how to escape out of the building. Why? Because they showed us the plan. There is no chaos. There's already enough emotional chaos and what to do. You have to remember logically that there is a plan, that teachers are teaching you to stand by the walls or whatever the procedures may be. The point is, when we have plans, when our parents gave us the plan, when something occurred, we knew what to do. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the same thing. When you have your house in order as much as you can,
yes.
When these things occur, there's a plan. And now you've not left your children, wife, husband, brother, sister, cousin in a place of, what do I do? I have no idea where their insurance is, if they had it, where their mm-hmm. will is, mm-hmm. what does this house go to? I'm already thinking about the fact that I've lost this person. Mm-hmm. This loved one, this person that I've adored for X amount of years. And now I have to figure out how to put everything back together. And I only have a few days to figure this out. That's not fair, ladies and gentlemen. It's not fair. Let's be honorable to our family and our friends and the people that have loved and adored you. Allow TLC to help you get your house in order.
I know that's right. Give us your phone number again, how people can be in touch so that they can learn more. And of course, we're going to have you back here on the Inside Scoop in the near future.
Absolutely. Again, you can find me at 1125 West Lehigh Avenue, okay, in Philadelphia, 19133. And then you can also reach me at 835-226-7337. That's 835-226-7337.
Thank you. I appreciate you for being on the program this morning.
Thank you for having me.
A wealth of information. All right, now you stay in touch, and we will definitely circle back and do this again in the near
absolutely,
future.
Absolutely, absolutely, right. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great day.
All right, all take care. Bye bye.
Take care now.
And that's right. We definitely want you to have a great day as you continue to listen to this radio station, WWDB AM Talk 860. I am your host, Thera Martin, for this portion of our broadcast day. Every Wednesday, 8 to 9 a.m., we come to you with the Inside Scoop. Now, the last couple of Wednesdays, I had our publisher and owner of the Scoop join me doing the show, and we had such a great time doing that, co-hosting the show together. And we'll get back to doing some more co-hosting. But today, Sheree Darden had some other Scoop business to attend to. So she says, Thera, you are on your own, girlfriend. And so we just want you to have a good day, Sheree, and take it easy as you're out and about. If you've got a lot of running around to do, be careful as you do it. I heard from my god sister, who is like a biological sister to me, yesterday, and she shared with me some stuff that was happening with her. And it's like, you know, we're always there's things that are right in front of you that you're experiencing and going through. But I always try to be mindful that while I'm going through this, that, or the other, some other people that I care about may be going through some hurdles and hiccups as well. So I just want to lift everybody up in prayer today who may have a challenge in front of them today or this week or this month or at the end of this year or as we're heading into 2025, to be mindful that prayer is a powerful thing. And I believe that ultimately prayer does work. That's what I believe. And as we prepare to wind down, it's now 8:54. We don't have much time left to say too much except goodbye. But I did want to remind you on the weather forecast for today so that you're prepared for it, particularly if you're not driving and you've got to go out and get to meetings, appointments, or work. Have your rain gear on, have your umbrella, whatever, because we are going to have some soaking rain developing as we get through this day. The commute coming home will definitely be impacted. The heaviest rain is more confined to the afternoon and this evening. The high today, we're at that point right now, 63 degrees, so it's only going to get colder. The temperature will start to drop as we get through the day. Along with the heavy rain that we're going to have later on today, winds will really pick up through the day. Gusts up to 40 miles per hour inland are possible, with even higher gusts at the shore near 50 miles per hour. But anyway, I just wanted to share with you what's going on. Final thing I will say to you. If you don't have a subscription to the Scoop newspaper, what are you waiting for? It's $75 for 52 weeks. That's a whole year of getting the Scoop delivered to your home or your place of business every single week. $75 for the whole year. You want to get the Scoop delivered to your house? Call 215-309-3139. That's 215-309-3139. That's it for me. I got to get out of the way for the next great programs coming your way here at WWDB. And my prayers, my thoughts go out to my dear friend, Vivian Gary. She lost her sister, buried her last week. It's been a year for Vivian. And so we are just lifting her up in prayer today. We appreciate her for all that she does for the city. A longtime employee of the Philadelphia Tribune newspaper, Vivian Gary, we are thinking of you on this day. God bless you, everybody, and stay safe out there. Bye-bye.
I'm Cody DiPablo.
Cancer,
We don't want to think about it, but I had to because, well, I was busy working, traveling, enjoying life. Completely forgot to pay attention to my health. Too much time passed since my last PAP. By the time I was tested, things didn't look too good. We thought I might have cervical cancer. Cervical, ovarian, and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. I was lucky. After lots of worries, no cancer. I've always been very close to my mother. When we finally got good results, she broke down. And that's when I realized it's not just about me. It's about your loved ones, too. So women, get a Pap test to check for cervical cancer and get the inside knowledge about gynecologic cancers.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Camp.